So Genesis chapter 22 and starting at verse 15. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Now, a lot of people like to travel at Christmas, don't they? The problem is that it's very expensive, isn't it, to travel at Christmas. The 20th of December is said to be the most expensive day of the year to fly. But if you want to go cheaper, here's a bit of advice for you. It's best to fly on Boxing Day, or even better, on New Year's Eve. And if I'm not wrong, I think that's what the Donsky family are doing, aren't they? They are flying back, and they're going to be celebrating New Year somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean, I think. Travelling over Christmas isn't cheap, nor was it for the Magi. They travelled from the east all the way to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem and then back home via another route. And there were no planes or cars or e-bikes in those days, and journeys were often dangerous and very hard. But you know, that didn't stop them. And when they saw the child, what did they do? They opened their treasures. This was a very costly trip. So why did they do it? Well, they made a costly trip for the child because the child made an even costlier trip for them. You see, the child hasn't come from the east. The child has come from above. And he has left his heavenly home and he has descended down to the earth. And from here, he will descend further down to death and to the grave. And although he is the king of the Jews, he would be rejected by his own people. And he knew this would happen, yet he did this willingly, so that, as in the words of Matthew, that he might save his people from their sins. Now, we are all sinners because we haven't worshipped God with all our hearts all the time. To worship God really means to depend on him and to love him. But we like to depend on ourselves, don't we? Just like Herod did. And you know, when we do this, we push God away and we make distance between us and God. And the bad news is that we are not capable of bringing God back to us. And the reason for that is because our hearts are naturally inclined to pushing him away. But because God so loved the world, he sent his son to us so that when we believe in him, we can be forgiven of all our sins and we can be brought close to God. Now, this is a fantastic Christmas gift. And do you know what? It cost God everything to deliver it to us. It cost him the blood of his own son. And this blood is worth much more than gold or frankincense or myrrh. It's worth much more than we could ever, ever afford. And blood makes families, doesn't it? Every family has got a bloodline. You know, you can trace your blood, if you wanted to, back to your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and their parents, and their parents, and their parents, and so on. But when we trust in Jesus, his blood makes us part of his family. And this family is also Abraham's family. And that means that we enjoy the blessing that God has promised. To be away from God is a terrible thing. But to be forgiven and to know you're forgiven and to be brought close to God into a relationship and to know him forever, well, that is a real, real blessing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the child, the one whom the Magi saw and worshipped, and in whom were overjoyed. Help us, Lord, to see how important the child is, not only in this passage of the Bible, but also in our lives day to day. Help us to see just how very much we need him. Help us to see how much that he loves us. And help us to worship him, to depend on him, and to love him. And help us, like the Magi, to be really, really joyful people in Jesus. Help us to know and to show how blessed we are in him. Amen.